No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Jordan Love, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch podcast. And if you're here on the YouTube channel, we appreciate you as well. I'm Cody Carpentier, joined by the Trash Man, no Alex Dunlap today. So we're going to talk a little dynasty. And I've been asked a couple of times over the last, I would say, 10 days, you know, dynasty rookie rankings, rookie. And I said, rookie? I said, it's seasonal. What do you need rookie rankings for? And they said, wow, we got big rookie drafts on Labor Day weekend. I said, rookie draft should have been 4 months ago. Like, well, what's the move? And I said, all right, well, Trashman and I need to sit down. We need to talk about the updated rookie rankings over at rosterwatch.com. And last night or this morning, the update went through for the Dynasty Rookie Draft cheat sheet. If you want that up over at rosterwatch.com, up to version 4.0 for Superflex, Tight End Premium, and for 1QB. So I know we've been talking a lot about the Ultimate Draft cheat sheet for seasonal, which you should go get at that QR code right there or at rosterwatch.com. But also, if you do have a rookie draft this weekend, you can go get the updated 1QB and Superflex rookie draft cheat sheets as well. Trash Man, you don't have a rookie draft this weekend.
I don't think so. I might. Who knows?
Rookie only draft, maybe. Yeah.
All right. I don't think I'm playing in that many leagues this year. Thank goodness.
In that many dynasty leagues or in that many leagues, period? Because I was just asked that question last night out to getting dinner with some friends, and one of my buddies was like, how many leagues are you in this year? And I was like, and it's like a fourth of what it was a couple of years ago. I got way overextended and had to reel that thing back in. But I think it's only like 13 this year.
I think I might be only in 2 or 3.
Man.
Sweet spot. No, I long for the day that I won't be in any fantasy leagues.
Oh.
And I can just – so there's no bias. You know, it's just straight knowledge.
That's fair. I had one so 3 years ago coming out of COVID, I was in 68. That was my max and 68 lineup leagues. And as your face can about imagine, I was so overextended.
I want to interview your wife about something like, I mean, sounds like a saint.
She is. She also played in one. She lasted for like 2 years in our high school league that she was, I think she got in like year two and played in year two, year three. And she was like, all right, I'm not doing this. I'm done.
Yeah.
So like, she's like, I got DeAndre Hopkins. She had a good year. And then she got out. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. I'm happy if whoever I'm dating, whoever, like, you know, doesn't get too chafed about me playing fantasy and besides actually playing in it with me, you know, that's something to be.
That's a little next level.
That's how you know she's the one, right?
Right. But she only lasted 2 years. So I guess I could have been like, hey, this relationship's done, but obviously. All right. Dynasty rookie rankings. You can go get the Dynasty Top 250 over at rosterwatch.com. It's a combination of both Trashman and I's rankings. You have mine, you have his, and you have the average of the two. But I want to talk about the rookies because we're heading into the season. You know, we have some flag plants that we've been having, but we have some guys that have been cut, some guys that have changed teams. We got Isaiah Bond, who's freshly signed with the Cleveland Browns about a week and a half ago, and I made a big move on him. I mean, we both had him outside the top 250, and I made a big move on him this week inside the top 150. But as you look at like the top 10 rookies, the Gentes, the Hamptons, the Quinshon Judkinses, the Travion Hendersons of the world, the Emeka Egbuka, is there anybody in this like top 10 conversation that like now 4 months post, you know, when we were doing most of our rookie drafts has maybe, you know, jumped up into that top tier? We've talked about like a group of six, group of seven back during rookie drafts. And now I sort of feel like it's a little bit of a bigger group.
I mean, well, I guess there's more potential now that the players are on teams and we're kind of getting an idea of the plan. But there are also some guys who we haven't really talked about, but that still, I think, have some major juice. Guys like Mason Taylor, who we haven't talked about a lot in the preseason, but, you know, by all accounts, looks to be the main pass catching tight end for the Jets, you know, on a team where, you know, the quarterback situation's looking shakier than we thought. And we just don't have that many pass catching options, viable pass catching options in this offense, it would seem. So that's one player, Mason Taylor, who I think maybe deserves another look. It's getting into that top career. I mean, then we have guys like Jaden Blue are added to that list. Ollie Gordon, potentially Torrey Horton. There are a lot of guys who have outside shots to provide a lot of fantasy relevance who could end up being dark horses for, you know, being in the top 10 of rookies as far as production goes.
I think that the Mason Taylor one's interesting. So cuts and, you know, waiver claims and stuff went through yesterday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday. And the Jets, for those keeping track at home, their receiving core right now is Garrett Wilson, Josh Reynolds, Alan Lazard, who's banged up and questionable for week one, Tyler Johnson. Yes, that Tyler Johnson. Arian Smith. And then they have Xavier Gibson and I think Irvin Charles, who he played in one of the other leagues. And then at tight end, it's Mason Taylor as a starter with Jeremy Ruckert and Stone Smart, three very capable tight ends. But Mason Taylor has been the clear-cut kind of leader in that room during the preseason this year. I think he'll continue to be. And like you said, I think he's going to be the number two receiving option. I don't know about how you would stack the Breece Hall conversation into that, if Breece Hall potentially gets ahead of Taylor in that pecking order, but nonetheless, that's a very consolidated target share in New York with Taylor, Wilson, and Breece Hall. One player like that's in the top 15 for us right now that I have a little bit of question about, and he's top 100 still, and I'm thinking about bumping him out. There's actually two right here. Trey Harris and Jack Besh, two 23-year-olds on the West Coast. Trey Harris, Chargers, Jack Besh, the Las Vegas Raiders. They are ranked, for me, 14th and 16th overall in the rookie rankings. If you go over and look at the dynasty rankings, just ahead of Isaiah Bond. Just ahead of Jaden Higgins from Houston, Jalen Noll in Houston, Torrey Horton Isaac Tesla, who is just outside the top 150, who had a very good preseason and caused the Detroit Lions to trade away Tim Patrick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm a little more nervous about Jack Besh. I wrote this up. I talked about this on the show like a week and a half ago, and I wrote about it on Twitter, being that like I think he kind of fits into a Josh Palmer mold, which makes me want to bump him, you know, considerably down below that Isaac Tesla conversation, which is about a 45 to 55 spot drop. And then Trey Harris, trash man, has been a really tough one because they go out and they get Keenan Allen, and we know they love Ladd, and they seemingly love Quentin Johnston, along with having this run-focused offense. And I just haven't heard enough about Trey Harris to, like, be a top 100 dynasty pick right now, a top 100 dynasty-ranked player, being a lot closer to Luther Burden than he is, you know, the Jaden Higginses of the world. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's maybe wrong.
I mean, I still don't know that Quentin Johnston is going to be that guy in L.A., at least, you know, for any length of time. And Harris offers a similar type of build, 6'2", 205 pounds, maybe a little lighter. But he's good down the field. He's physical. He's got a large catch radius. I think he can – I think he offers – maybe some more consistency than Quentin Johnston, a guy that we like coming in. Well, I like coming to the league, but kind of, I, you know, disappeared in stints. So, like, I still don't think that Johnston is necessarily has that role in that offense. And like you said, you know, this is a more run focused offense. So I think that maybe allows for more shots down the field. And I think if Harris can show that he has the hands, he can bring in the ball better, or at least even as good as Johnston on a more consistent basis. I think there's room for Harris to have fantasy viability in that offense.
So while we're in Los Angeles, I just want to bring up one player, and I want to pull up his key trade cut to kind of get a valuation on him, Keandre Lambert-Smith. So right now, Quentin Johnston's dealing with a concussion, probably going to play week one. Trey Harris is an undisclosed injury. Sounds like he's going to play in week one, but he's questionable. Otherwise, in that receiver room, like I said, it's Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey. They also have Darius Davis on the roster, who's been their punt return, kick return, you know, gadget guy. But Keandre Lambert-Smith has had a couple of good games in the preseason, and he, for us, is up to the top 250. Keep trade cut, he's at 214. So if I ask you this Keandre Lambert-Smith question, coupled with that Trey Harris, Quentin Johnston conversation, you know, is there an area where we can say he might belong? You know, I'm looking at where I'm looking right now, Trashman, is Alec Amanner. I'm looking at Alec Pierce, Christian Watson, DeMario Douglas. Would you take Keandre Lambert-Smith over any of those guys in Dynasty?
Probably not right now. And I think it's because it's I mean, the thing is where you can get them, where you're getting those players, I guess it doesn't really matter that much. I mean, these are not guys you're necessarily relying on for fantasy production on a week to week basis. So you could, you know, take a shot at him, but I don't know that I don't know. It doesn't really move the needle for me anyway. I mean, he's not a player I'm excited about in that offense. I mean, for me, Trey Harris is kind of – they took him 55th overall.
Yeah.
So that's the guy who I think if they're going to give a shot to make a name for himself in that offense, it's going to be Harris first.
I think that's a good point, given the fact that they're still giving Quentin Johnston a chance. Is there any other receivers you want to talk about in this rookie group before we move to running back?
Let's see. I think
we got to talk about Bond before we move on. I forgot about that. We got to talk about Bond. But is there any other outside of Bond?
Maybe like a Jaden Higgins, Houston, who has an outside shot to work into that number one receiver role in Houston.
Number two.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
You know, I started thinking about Tank Dell for a moment, got carried away. but yeah, number two in that offense, I think he's got a shot to usurp Christian Kirk in that offense. I think he's a more explosive player at this point in their careers. I think he's a bigger target. So yeah, he's somebody who I think, and especially in that offense where, you know, the running situation isn't what we thought it was going to be. I think maybe they're going to have to pass the ball and they're probably going to be playing from behind a little bit. So I think Higgins definitely has some upside in that offense. I mean, if we're going to get Tank Dell, if he was healthy, you know, as much shine as we would, I think it makes sense to take another look at Higgins for sure.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like that. I think it's interesting that, I mean, he had a couple nice plays this preseason. I think he kind of represents this interesting second grouping after you get through, you know, the big names that everybody knows, what, you know, from Genty all the way down to, you know, RJ Harvey, Caleb Johnson's of the world. You kind of have Trey Harris kind of in the middle of that, like between him and then Higgins right now in consensus. But I think Higgins is interesting. Like you said, if he's the number two in Houston, like it's the same reason that people aren't giving Christian Kirk the credit in seasonal drafts, being the number two target for Stroud right now. It's the same reason that it kind of feels like Higgins is just kind of like, eh. It also doesn't help that his partner in crime, Jalen Noel, who they both had 1,000 yards last year at Iowa State, is also with him in Houston. So I think that makes people feel a little bit more fuzzy or not fuzzy. What's the word I'm looking for? Maybe it is fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Why not? I mean, I'm sure there's a way that it works in this context.
Yeah. Isaiah Bond immediately jumps into Cleveland, signs a 3-year contract for $3 million guaranteed, goes to Cleveland again with a room of Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, DeAndre Carter, Gage Larvadan, and finds himself in the middle of it. And I would say if you just name off those players, like as much as I like Cedric Tillman, I think there's a role for him in a prototypical X role, probably the number two next to Jeudy. Bond has to almost step in as the three off the rip ahead of Jamari Thrash. Right? It
kind of reminds me, maybe three. Maybe two, maybe one.
Deontay Johnson.
I mean, like the thing is, like, as a player, kind of profiles similarly to me, at least, to Josh Downs. And the role that we've seen him have in Indianapolis, the role that we've seen him, well, the upside possibility we've seen with Downs in Indianapolis, he could be their number one receiver, you know, on any given week. And I think Bond offers that kind of upside in Cleveland.
I mean, for those that forget, like, that he was literally talking about running a 4.29, like his miles per hour number that came out was 23 and some change. And I don't know if you can hear that plane in the background, but there's like a military plane going over my apartment right now.
That's all you.
It's like a little much. I'm right next to the Citadel, so they do like flyover stuff all the time. But anyway, I think that Isaiah Bond, like what he brings is like a dynamo factor, not quite to the Xavier Worthy side of things. He's fast like that, but he's not that fast, obviously. But he's a guy that they can play all over the formation, whether it's out wide in the slot or moving him around the formation in like these jet motion plays, end arounds and things of that nature, which is a factor that I don't think Cleveland really has. Also, that like you look at the offense, there's not really a ton of speed. Like it's just kind of a lame duck, mediocre. Jerry Judy's a great route runner, not fast. Cedric Tillman's a big lumbering body, not that fast. Jamari Thrash runs like a 4.55. Like you look at the backfield, like Samson's quick, but he's not, you know, a 4.3 guy. Like Bond is the one speed piece to this offense. So when I see he signs a 3-year, $3 million guaranteed contract, which is the equivalent of a end of the second, early third round draft pick deal, it makes me immediately lump him up into that conversation with the Besh, Higgins, Knowles of the world. Is that jumping the shark? Because that's like going from outside the top 250, having like a questionable off-field situation at your hand, and then all of a sudden just getting we could lump this into the Quinshon Judkins conversation, but lumping these things together, it has to mean something for Dynasty.
I mean, yeah, I mean, just with his upside, with kind of unintimidating receiver and core there in Cleveland, I think there's definitely room for Bond to leapfrog any one of these guys at some point in the season. And we have to think that Cleveland's probably going to be playing from behind a lot. Going to need to have some big plays, some big splashy plays down the stretch. And I think Bond could be that guy for them. You know, we talk about a downfield kind of structure, a burner. Bond is that guy, profiles to be that guy, playmaker. So, yeah, well, I mean, we'll see what this offense does. It's not a sexy offense. It's not one I'm excited to take apart, to have a part of, really, outside of the run game, just because I think they're probably going to run the hell out of the ball. But I think Bond definitely deserves consideration with some of these other players we've just mentioned.
All right, I'm going to give you three quick trades, rapid-fire question here with Bond. Three trades that happened in the last 48 hours, PPR 12-team leagues. Ollie Gordon and Isaiah Bond were traded for Trey Benson. Or the other way around, Benson was traded for those two.
I mean, I would like to be on the side of the trade that gets both of those players.
Christian McCaffrey, this is an interesting one, was traded for Isaiah Bond and a 2026 first-round pick.
Okay. Maybe they know something we don't know.
I mean, it seems light, but McCaffrey is 29.
He is 29.
That has to be part of the factor, obviously.
Wow. That's somebody who likes to take risks, you know, and it's probably worked out to them up to this point. So it sounds a little bit much to me, but then again, Chris McCaffrey, he's played full season, what, two out of the last seven seasons? So maybe this is somebody who's been burned by McCaffrey before.
All right. Isaiah Bond or a 2027 second?
Oh, Bond. Give me Bond.
That's good. That 27 class can be nasty, but I think you're right. I think that's right.
Bird in the hand, man.
Bird in the hand. All right, running backs. Let's get through some running backs quick. We've almost got 20 minutes in already. Let's go to the running backs quick. Let's start with this one. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt or Bill. We've been talking about him a lot on the seasonal stuff, but for Dynasty, when you're talking about Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, age 24 in Washington, sent Brian Robinson packing, Eckler contract runs out at the end of the year, Rodriguez contract runs out at the end of the year. Bill's going to be the only contracted running back on the roster, late round pick. This is the situation that you might think, yep, next year Washington's going to go ahead and use a, you know, a top 100 pick on a running back, and it's going to swindle the Kroski Merritt stuff. But it seems to have worked in Kansas City for Isaiah Pacheco. Where do you sit with Kroski Merritt? Is he worthy of a top 150 slot in Dynasty at the running back position? Like, that's, you know, up to the Charbonnet, Ramondre, Blake Corum, Jarquez Hunter. Like, are we up into that conversation?
I mean, I think he has to be up there with Ramondre at least, because they're kind of the same player in some respects. Kind of unimpressive physically, at least. I mean, you know, not really dynamic, but grinders. But Bill's got fewer years under his belt, you know, less mileage. So that bodes well for him in Dynasty. Yeah, I need to boost him up in my rankings for sure. Thing is, like, I don't want to get him too high just because he's not a special player.
Yep.
He's in a great position. He's got a great opportunity ahead of him, but he's not somebody that I'm really excited about, you know, as an actual athlete, as you know, to see out on the field, to see, you know, I'm not really banking on to break big plays or do really more than he's asked to do. He could be asked to do a lot this season, but yeah, I think in the future, they're probably going to look for help elsewhere.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking I'm most worried about getting over skis potentially on Kroski Merritt. Cause we think we love him as, like, the story's great, player's good, and he's got a slashing style that should work well with Eckler and with Rodriguez. But as that solo guy, like, the upside definitely feels like it's a little bit, hampered. Whereas I think that there's more upside into Jarquez Hunter potentially at the current stage of the conversation. I think that slots him in right there at the end of round two in Dynasty rankings. But people, I mean, that's around the Higgins, Knoll, Besh, Bond, Jarquez Hunter, Mason Taylor. That's around that whole conversation. So that's really going to be in the eye of the beholder when you're drafting in those rookie drafts this weekend. Do you have any other running backs potentially moving or anything ahead of the season kicking off next week in Dynasty?
I mean, I think I need to take another look at Breshad Smith out of KC. I feel like we talked about Pacheco, who's not really a, I want to say he's not a special player. I guess he's kind of proven to be a little bit special, at least in that team. But he's not really great pass catcher. He's not really fast. He's a powerful back, and he gets the job done. But I think Breshad Smith offers some of that passing game action that we've seen Kansas City Chiefs running backs in the past take, you know, get a little action with guys like Jerick McKinnon, who is, you know, was so viable during the playoffs. Kareem Hunt. I think Breshad Smith kind of is, you know, cut the cloth is cut similar to those guys. So I feel like Smith is somebody I want to take another good look at, because he could potentially get some action, some significant action in that Kansas City offense.
Quietly too. Like, that's like the Elijah Mitchell thing's interesting and all, but Carson Steele was like one of their darling last year, right? Going into the season, people were like, oh, Carson Steele's going to get this workload in week one because there's injuries. it didn't quite happen. But the Breshard Smith angle as a pass catcher is much different, having that receiving background in college. Last one I want to touch on is Quinshon Judkins, because I think this is going to be the biggest question people drafting this weekend are going to have, is when do you feel comfortable drafting Quinshon Judkins? Because if he was healthy and he's the starting running back in Cleveland right now, I think you don't have a question. It's like, yeah, he's a top seven pick in non-premium leagues, and you pick him whenever you feel comfortable or whenever the cheat sheet tells you to. Right now, we're in a spot where he still has not signed, at least time of airing, 250 or 250 Eastern time, Wednesday, August 27th. He has not signed. And so with that into account, I don't personally feel like you can take him ahead of like the Matthew Golden, Luther Burdens right now. I don't feel comfortable enough with that, because it's still off-field stuff. He still has not signed a contract, mm-hmm. and he's still playing with Dylan Sampson, relinquishing time. Jerome Ford is still there. They cut Pierre Strong. They signed through, they claimed off waivers Raheem Rocket Sanders, the other rookie that was with the Chargers all camp. So they have three on the roster right now.
But the thing is, Judkins does everything that each one of those guys is best at doing. So like,
yeah,
I think he's the better prospect for fantasy. Going into the draft, he was maybe my favorite running back, just with this all around package, you know, what you're getting in a running back for Judkins. So I would probably take him above Burden, just because that offense, I mean, as good as Burden is, those are some other good receivers in that offense. So then we don't know what that pecking order is going to be. We don't know if that offense is going to be any good, but Judkins, if he is the starter there for Cleveland, you know, which for all intents and purposes, he should be. I just don't, to me, that's not a similar value. I don't think you're getting the same, a similar value there.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.